Sensory overload. When people lose loved ones, they're not really lost. Most of the time, they know right where to find what's left of them. In cemeteries, mausoleums, urns, or ashes spread to the wind. Existing as memories in minds, inherited traits and dispositions in relatives, photos and films, property passed on to the next generation. What they can't recover are conversations. Unless they believe in the hereafter, can communicate whenever they feel the need, overtake them in daily pondering. As for me, I take a cold, detached view of death. Haven't heard cries from beyond this mortal veil. I feel the death of friend or family would not reduce me to a quivering mass of inconsolable jelly, nor leave me lamenting why. A murder or negligence would disturb me, lead me to hold the perpetrator responsible, as life is short enough without letting the lazy or callous dictate when it should end. These are all theoretical constructs still. I've been fortunate to this point. All of my immediate family alive, no terminal illness hanging over them. As I grow older, the awareness of death grows stronger within me. Grandparents, aunts, uncles die off. Each year I hear of more funerals. Yesterday I visited my grandmother. She's 91 and just had her first cavity filled. I doubt she heard much of what I said. Yet I heard her questions and nodded a lot. I don't fear my own death, no fan of pain either. When put under anesthesia, it felt as if I wouldn't regain consciousness. What I fear most is not living, plodding along from day to day, existing as a place marker, a walking gravestone where my former exuberant self once existed. I see people plopped in front of the TV, flipping channels, needing a warm media companion to fill the lonely void in their life. I hear tales of young women who cut and purge themselves in response to their sense of emptiness. Pain and control let them know they're alive. I find it disgusting, yet know how easy it is to slip off the track you've been so smoothly chugging along. Gluing together the pieces of fragile eggshell ego is not always successful. How many of us shrink from those whose burdens threaten our own stability? We sense the black pool of death upon them. Leave enough distance between us so we're not drawn down into the black hole. I click and clack on the computer, perhaps hoping that each keystroke will build upon each other to the point where enough megabytes have clustered to leave a legacy that won't easily be erased. Yet I know my words are lost among the masses, everyone clamoring for attention, blinking, flashing neon backgrounds, compete for our sensory overload. Disasters from across town and throughout the world bombard us daily. The basis of small talk. Perhaps I've grown cold to death as I've been saturated by it. If not up close and personal, death has weaved its way deep into my consciousness. What I wouldn't give for a quiet dinner conversation among friends and family. Just not sure what we'd have to talk about.